Our next guest says he's just a boring doctor, which I think understates what he's contributing to Te Ao Māori. Tēnā koe and welcome. Dr. Rawiri Keenan is with us. Rawiri's from Te Ao and Taranaki. He's an adjunct senior fellow at the Medical Research Centre Tuatahi at the University of Waikato and a senior research fellow at the Department of Primary Care and General Practice at Otago University in Wellington. Hey, Rawiri. Hardly just a boring doctor, brother. Tēnā koe. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah,
no, that's from a quote from yesteryear, mate. You say you don't play the piano or play sports, but you're a doctor and we hold you in high regard. Tēnā koe, Rawiri. It's great to catch up again. Look, we're talking a little about the winter situation. COVID, influenza is well and truly here. And maybe you can just bring us up to speed with some of the work you're doing to highlight some of the health challenges that we face as a community, but also as Māori whānau within that, those communities, as we wake up in the midst of winter and Te Ao Matariki. Stage is yours for a bit, please. Rawiri, some thoughts. Thank you.
Yeah, kia ora. I think winter's well and truly here, and despite tohu rising for those of us who use that as our tohu o te tauhou, we're really, as some of the other sort of more scientists and medical commentators have mentioned, you know, if we're lucky, this is an early winter. If we're unlucky, this is the start of a much bigger than usual flu season, I guess, is the worry. So we normally hit peak flu July, August, you know, when it's really cold, and it's of course only June, and we're already seeing much more flu, RSV, so the another virus that really affects our little tamariki. You know, the numbers are more what we'd be used to in July, August than what they would be for May, June. And of course, on the background of COVID, sort of being in there still as well. So it's a worry with all of them. We sort of knew it was coming, which is why there has been the push for the vaccines where possible, and obviously the extended range. So making the flu vaccine more available, you know, through much many more pharmacies, but also making the age to which it's available a bit wider, particularly for our Māori Pacific whānau, so 55 and over, and also our tamariki. And sorry, it's escaped me whether it's up to 16 or 18, but basically Māori and Pacific tamariki, free vaccine, and then also for all our Māori and Pacific pakekē 55 plus. Not to say that those of us in the middle can't get it, but there will be a charge for that flu vaccine compared to all the other vaccines that such as COVID and I guess on top of all those worries, and it's not to try and be negative about it, but just to be, I guess, kia matata, be ready, is the concern, I guess, about measles too. We know our measles vaccine rates are really, really low, have been heading down rather than up, and so that's another one that tends to pop its head up when our vaccine rates get low, and so that's another vaccine which is free if you're eligible, and the best way to, if you don't know, is to check with your clinic or your GP somewhere if you can, because if you are eligible for that one, then getting that one done as well can be a big plus.
Yeah, tēnā koe. Look, one of our mates at work here had COVID last week, so we've also got that lingering, and I don't know if we've come to the end of COVID. Some thoughts from you, please, Rawiri, because, you know, we hear of long COVID. It doesn't seem as debilitating as it was when it first hit town, but we certainly haven't eradicated it, have we?
No, definitely not, and so it's certainly there, and it's certainly causing trouble. I mean, it's sort of enough to keep trucking over, but you know, we're still anywhere between sort of 35 to 65 a week, you know, dying, you know, just over around, and yes, the majority still are, you know, those who've got other illnesses and that, but it's sort of a lot more than our sort of usual cold where we might sort of, you know, a few hundred for the entire year. So, you know, we make, and I guess, you know, despite a lot is said about, oh, these are usually people with other conditions, other illnesses that they were already sick, but they're still people's partner. They're still, you know, they're still somebody to someone, or to lots of people often, and they're still dying, you know, earlier than they maybe had to. And so, and I guess some of the big things that will help us with COVID, with, as far as vaccines, you know, it's the same thing with flu and other illnesses. I mean, lots of fresh air, so that's been, you know, being mindful of crowded spaces, and as much as, you know, there's been lots of drama around masking because of the mandate stuff from 2020-21. But I think if we can, you know, get past that and just think of common sense, you know, we clean our water so we don't get all those water bugs. Well, wearing a mask, you know, if you're in a really busy, crowded space without keeping the air, you know, cleaning the air as if possible, and try and reduce those things. And even if you, it works for flu and other bugs as much as it works for COVID. It hasn't gone anywhere. And while it's because of the vaccines and because of communities and stuff like that, we certainly it's not as maybe as worrying as it was 2020. But it's like I say, it's still when you think of 30 to 40 people a week, that's a busload of people passing away every week from this illness.
Yeah, it's something we have to take.
Long COVID. Long COVID there as well, which, you know, the numbers are hard to come by, but, you know, if we look at things that they are studying it a lot more, you know, somewhere between, you know, 1 in 5 or 1 in 10. So, you know, every 10 people that get COVID, and we're looking around 1,400, 1,500 a week in Aotearoa. So, you know, around 1 in 10 of those ending up with, you know, their COVID symptoms or troubles from COVID, just being, you know, 3, 6, sometimes even 12 months or more onwards.
Tēnā koe. Thank you, Rawiri. Thanks for sharing some kōrero with us. So get out, get your vaccinations. They're available to you from your GPs, through pharmacies, and the like. Dr. Rawiri Keenan sharing some kōrero with us today about the need to be diligent here. Thank you, Rawiri. Thanks for your thoughts. Tēnā koe,
Kia ora.
Ngā mihi.